This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Easter time. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, is here. Also, my guide on the Commonwealth to understand kingship. And this is the King Charles Report. On Easter Day, he was at Windsor Castle. I asked Gregory how far it is from the residence at Windsor Castle to the chapel where the king and queen and others gathered for Easter services. The king was driven. He didn't walk because he's undergoing the cancer treatments. We can only guess at where he is in the regime. Having gone through it, I know that there is no one spot that you can choose better than any other. It was very brave of the king to walk what he did. He did not look unhealthy. He didn't look vigorous either. And so good for him for showing up at the services. I'm sure it pained him that he couldn't participate in all of the conduct that day, including luncheon, I believe. And Gregory, you tell me there's another ceremony that the king missed, Maundy Money. What is that?
Well, yes, on Maundy Thursday, the Thursday before Good Friday, there's been a tradition since the 1600s where the monarch would distribute what they call Maundy money. This is from the mandate of Christ to look after those less fortunate. And that for many decades involved the sovereign himself kneeling before some of the poorest people in the community and washing their feet in the manner of Christ, and giving money, special money from the king. And in fact, what he gives away is called the king's Maundy money. And this is a set of coins which are packaged in a little leather pouch historically, but they've always had values of, you know, a penny, tuppence, threepence, fourpence, and the like. Now they've got designations of, I gather, £5 and 50 pence and so on. But these are specially minted money. They're minted in solid silver and coated in platinum. So they're far more valuable as numismatic tokens than they are to spend, although theoretically they've got a face value and you could spend them for the face value. But these are given out as a symbol of support to the poor, and they're generally accompanied by payments of cash to help the poorer recipients. So this has been a tradition, and the Queen only missed five Maundy Thursdays in her entire reign. And the king had to miss his first one since the coronation, which is unfortunate. But the queen was able to distribute that, and it was clearly the tradition was kept. And this is the first time that the Maundy money has been minted by the Royal Mint with the king's head on one side. So that's very significant. But he sent the messages out. The queen did that, but the king's presence at St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle is critical. Yes, the king was driven there because we don't know whether he stayed at Windsor Castle the night before or whether he was driven down that morning from London. He has not, unlike the queen, spent a lot of his time recently living at Windsor Castle, although it is a royal residence. So he would normally arrive by car there anyway. He, as you say, looked reasonably healthy. He was clearly
30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I think this is a very, very positive sign that he and the Princess of Wales are coming back to a more active life. But, I mean, we wouldn't want to hasten their entry back to work just for the sake of an appearance.
June 15th, right, Gregory? That's the Trooping of the Colour. That's what he wants to attend. June 15th.
And it looks like he will in a carriage.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, also my guide on kingship. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.